Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're glad to have you here kicking off another awesome week. Today, you're in for a treat. We're going back to last July again with live listener questions. So it's like a Wednesday question show, only we open the phone lines and answer tons of questions on Disney trip planning live on the air. So check that out. It's a great show. It's a lot of fun. You may even hear yourself on today's episode. But don't forget, today's episode is brought to you by our two great sponsors, our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books, one focused on Disneyland, the other on Walt Disney World. Author Jeff Barnes takes us in to learn about Walt Disney himself, what he was thinking when he developed Disneyland. More importantly, though, the lessons he left us in both Disneyland and Walt Disney World that can improve our lives, you know, help us be better leaders at work, help us interact better with our family and friends. There's lots of little checkpoints throughout the books. You know, are you seeing this? Are you doing that in your life? Can you make your life better today? Check out these great books. You can get them in all versions, audio. You can get an ebook. You can get the hard copy signed by author Jeff Barnes. Check out all the great details over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Today's show also brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. Save time and money on your next Disney vacation because they have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For the price of a burger and fries at Pecos Bills, you're going to get 365 days of great information to make your next trip awesome. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com. All right, it's time to go back to last July where we raised over $30,000 to benefit Give Kids the World. It was an amazing day, and we're getting ready to do that again this summer in just a few short months. So get ready for that. This is where we can make real magic in the world for families that need it the most. So again, today's live listener question show was during the 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World. Lots of smiles, lots of fun. We hope you enjoy going back today.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hear that? That's the sound of thousands of wishes coming true every day at Give Kids the World Village. Here at this magical place, kids with life-threatening illnesses come from all over the world to fulfill one big wish: to visit Central Florida's most awesome attractions. For 1 week, kids and families are treated to the trip of a lifetime. They stay in a fairy tale villa in our amazing 70-acre resort in Central Florida. They go to pool parties, ride horses, play miniature golf. And that's not even the best part. Kids and their families, brothers and sisters too, get tickets to the area's coolest attractions, where they can ride the rides and enjoy the thrills all day long. They also get to eat yummy meals every day, including ice cream, for breakfast. And the entertainment each night is a dream come true. This all probably sounds unbelievable, but it's true. Give Kids the World Village is an awesome place that gives these special kids and their families what they need more than anything: a chance to forget about doctors and treatments for a while and just feel normal and have fun. And you won't believe this. This fantasy vacation doesn't cost kids or their families a thing.
Hey.
Nope. We count on the support of caring people and companies to keep the magic alive and the kids laughing. To learn how you can help, visit givekidstheworld.org. Give Kids the World. It's where happiness inspires hope.
Yes, it does. And we're back here live on Facebook for hours 4 through 7. And we're actually... it's amazing how many more people you got tuned in when you put it on the Facebook page. The actual,
that's
not personal.
Probably
one.
True. Yeah.
Duh, 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 duh. It was early. Okay, so that was a big mistake. I got to write that down so I don't do that next year. But hey, we're still here. We're raising money for Give Kids World. That's what matters. $5,000 already, but we're shooting for $17,000 by 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. And don't forget, the Magic for Less this hour is challenging us. If we can raise $1,000 more, which will put us at $6,126 by 1:10 p.m. this afternoon, another $1,000 is going into the pot from the great folks at the Magic for Less. Let's do it.
All right. Yes.
Ricky, you had a panicked look on your face. I thought I did something wrong.
No, you said how much? 6,100?
We have to be.
We have to get 6126 by 1 o'clock.
I wrote it
down. Y'all, we are close.
Sorry,
let me tell you. Just going to tell you.
Hey.
Are we?
Good news.
Oh, well, good.
And Lizards and Be Our Guest podcast family, I should say. We are close.
Is it because I put on the BOGP trucker hat? That's probably
exactly
what put us
that's
over
why.
The top.
That's exactly why.
Trucker hat.
You like this? I know. It is cool.
Looks
I
wear good. It. Looks good.
I wear it, but I keep the sticker on it because it bugs Pam. I need to take it off because it just drives her nuts. Because people around St. Louis keep these stickers on their hats all the time.
They do it here too, dear. It's just a thing.
Yes, I thought it was a St. Louis thing. Hey,
no,
Jerry
it's
Jones.
Definitely not a St. Louis thing.
We're so glad to have everybody here on Facebook.
We have lots of people joining us live. See, Mike, when you do it the right way.
I'm so sorry. I just didn't want to get people out of bed too early, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Anyway. All right. So again, so here's the plan. So top of the hour, we're doing a live show, but we're going to record it as we would a Wednesday podcast for those people that are just used to the normal podcast. So it's going to be episode like 1205 or something. It'll be out for this Wednesday, but we're not going to go to the inbox. We're going to take questions from the chat right here on Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and we'll take calls if we can get those in too. 1 hour show, listener questions, Wednesday's podcast. There's another cat sneaking up on you. It's a different one. That's a different color. That's like
this
a brown
is Opie.
Cat. Opie. That one's not named after a Harry Potter character too?
He is not. He is named after Opie Taylor from the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, see, I can get behind that. That's good wholesome TV there. See, I can get behind that.
He is named after.
This is very interesting to get a little glimpse into Ricky's life.
Is it?
That's what happens. When I'm trying to type blog articles for you, Pam, this is what happens.
So we used to have a cat that looked just like that. His name was Woody. And he was the sweetest, sweetest cat, really.
Oh, he's a sweetheart. He's a pain in the rear, but he's a sweetheart, so.
Yeah, that was this cat, too.
He's also giant. For those of you who can't see, like, this is a giant cat.
Our cat, our Woody was, too. He was, like, 15 pounds.
See, I don't want to weigh him because I don't want to know.
So we get that glimpse into Ricky's life. We kind of see the photos behind me, which is a little glimpse into my life.
I don't know what that says.
I'm losing my
sweat. See, this is the BR. This is the Mouse Bite studio that I'm in right now.
Yeah,
so when I do Mouse Bites, I record in this area. So.
I know. And I'm in my office, too. I'll do a little.
We're doing panning.
Here we go. This is
so exciting for people.
I don't even know what this looks watching. Like.
See there. This is sort of a little glimpse. I don't know.
This is
Magic for Less Travel headquarters.
That's so funny.
I like the chair. That's nice.
Steve needs to come rolling down those steps like in his underwear or something. That'd be hilarious.
This is where I will consult with people should they have some kind of need to travel. Anyways, I'm going back around. But
I got a question.
Yeah, Chris, the 360 VR cameras. Yes, that would be nice. See, that's the latest pillow. I'm a pillow collector.
Oh,
and that's
the one you picked up at Disney.
I love it.
I like that one. I should have gotten that pillow. That was my bad. Yeah,
Just a little glimpse. Oh, and wait, here's a glimpse of Hannah who just brought me down some grapes.
Hi, Ann. Can you bring me some drinks too? That would be nice.
Oh, Ricky wants Starbucks too.
Yeah, because.
Everybody Starbucks if you live in my house.
Brian won't send me Starbucks either, so that's all right. It's fine.
We just missed Hannah. Oh well.
I love Hannah.
That's it. So again,
she's actually painting right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Bye, baby.
What is she painting?
I think she's painting one of the walls in the garage. I'm not really sure what's going on out there. Her and Steve are involved in some kind of project, and I try to stay out of it.
Probably smart.
Yeah.
All right, so we're at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/live for the audio, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Please do hit that share button. Share this out now that we're on the Facebook group page.
Now that Mike did the right thing.
Yes, now that I figured it out. Is this, Christy says that I'm wearing this hat is a dad hat.
I think that's correct. Yes,
I think it's awesome.
It's a dad hat.
She said it's fitting, though.
That's funny. So where are we in our challenge? Because I would like the agency to give that money. So.
All right. We want the agency to give us some money.
Yeah.
We are so close, guys. We are at $5,966. We only have, you know, a little less, $200 to go until we have to make the, is it the Magic for Less?
Make
the donation. Come on. Let's go.
Math issues.
We're having math. It takes math.
6126 is what we have to
6126. So we're so close, guys.
Very close.
So close. So make your donation and we're going to make the Magic for Less give us money. Or I guess give Kids the World money, I should say. So.
So let's get a caller in here because we want to talk Disney. Throw a Disney topic out to us. Let's talk about it. We've talked about transportation systems, minivans, gondolas, all that stuff.
I saw an interesting one too, if we don't have that, but somebody wanted us to talk about the Disney Vacation Club account closing.
Yes.
So we can do that too.
Okay. Well, I bet we'll get a call. Let's see. I'll give it like 10 seconds. This is your chance to call.
All right.
407.
It did close.
It did.
Yes, it did.
407-413.
Somebody wants to know how to donate. To donate, you go to the BRGuestPodcast.com page. There is a link on the side on the right for First Giving. You'll see it. It's green and blue. And you click on that. Easy peasy. Go through the process. You've got that. So
it is easy.
Yes. And I will add, somebody's asking about a schedule. I will add the schedule in the rest of, for the rest of the evening in the BRGuest podcast page. So.
And again, I said this while you guys were gone, but we weren't on Facebook yet. Thanks to a huge thanks to Bob and Tim from the ResortLoop.com podcast for coming on earlier today. They're so good to talk about. They cracked me up. Those guys are hilarious because they're so like, they're not trying to be funny. They're like undercover funny is what I call it. They're hilarious because they don't like go out of their way to be funny, but that makes them even funnier. So anyway, appreciate them coming on the show. Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World. Always appreciative of her time. She's so busy down there at the village, but always takes time for us. And we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Sure. All right. Well, we don't have a call. So Ricky, lay down because I got to go pick something up real quick.
Mike's leaving us.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I just drank two. This is my second Coke Zero. I'll be right back.
Oh.
So let us know.
Never mind. That makes way more sense. Okay. Good.
I got to go. Yeah, anyway.
TMI.
Let's talk about.
Hey, you know what? You guys are getting all the TMIs today.
BLGT confessions.
It's been 3.5
You're
going
to get a lot.
All right. So fill us in on the Disney Vacation Club accounts.
That's fine. I mean, here's the deal, listeners. We've been with each other for like pretty much the majority of July. Like the three of us have been with each other and each other's families. So we've got like, we have lots of things we can talk about now. Okay. So I'm trying to find the what I wrote. So, So Disney created the Disney Vacation account, which allowed people to create a vacation savings plan to help you save up funds for your next Disney vacation. And people could put funds in on their own schedule as they saw fit so that money could go towards their vacation. Well, unfortunately, Disney decided that they were not going to be doing the Disney Vacation Club account anymore. So, that was the news from this week. So see, you're getting a little bit of mouse bites right now. See, mouse bites.
That's right.
But if you had a Disney Vacation Club account, so here's, and you were saving money, here's what you need to do. So Disney is offering four different options for you. The first option is you can use the total amount in your account to purchase a Disney gift card or multiple gift cards, depending on how much was in your account. This must be done by September 27th, and Disney will add an extra 5% onto your Disney gift card. The gift card will then be emailed to your inbox. So I think that that's probably the best option, but that's just me. That's the one I would pick. Option two is you can redeem your Disney vacation account toward the Disney vacation of your choice. Option three is you can do nothing. And starting after September 27th, Disney will close Disney vacation accounts and will process refunds. And if you have a refund or if you have funds in a Disney vacation account after September 27th, then sometime after you will receive the full refund of your balance to your original form of payment or by check to your mailing address. And those who choose this option will receive a 2% of your closing balance or $5, whichever is greater. That seems pretty tiny, but okay. That will be placed on a Disney gift card that will be emailed to you. And the bonus Disney gift card will be delivered separately from your refund. And then the last option is you can request a refund before the refund process described on in option three is completed. And you will be issued the full unused balance that will be refunded to your original form of payment or by check to your mailing address. And with this option, you will not be eligible to receive the bonus Disney gift card. So like I said, I think the best option is to just ask for the Disney gift card then you get extra money on top of it. So I think that that's probably the better option for you, but that's just my opinion. So
yeah, I agree. And I understand why they stopped doing this. I mean, there's a lot of regulations in place for this in terms of, it's almost like setting up, well, it is like setting up a banking account, and I'm sure 100 different regulations went into it. And I don't think it was as popular as maybe they had hoped it to be. I know that some people used it, but for those who are looking for what to do now, because I know a lot of guests who book the travel agency do use the vacation account. What you can do now is maybe set up a vacation account through your bank. that money can be typically withdrawn right from your pay at that point. So when your paycheck comes in, it gets deposited into that account and you don't even see it. So if you have issues like saving, then I know that's a challenge sometimes. That's a way to go. The other thing that we've seen people do a lot of times is to buy the Disney gift cards too. So say you get paid, you want to buy $50, $100, $200 each time you get paid, then that money's on a Disney gift card. And then you'll have it. You can use that to deposit any of your Disney vacations, really. You can use it for Cruise, Alani, Adventures by Disney, Disneyland, Disney World, whatnot. So, and you can use it for so many things that you get there. And the great news about the gift cards is you can use those in conjunction with whatever deal we're able to find for you. So if you use, let's say you get a great discount that brings the price of your package down, you can use your gift card on top of it. So go ahead and try that as well. So hopefully that won't impact too many people negatively. It was a great feature, I think, while it lasted because you got a little bonus, but now that it's done, you just have to take one of the other options. So.
Yeah, and what I've been seeing my guests do too, like you said, Pam, this is one of the options, is that you can set up now that the Disney gift card account. So you get the one account with one number, and what you can do is you can keep loading smaller cards in there up to $1,000. So for example, I had a guest this past week. We were paying off a vacation. I think it was around $4,000. Nice vacation over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. But, she just loaded in those cards and said, it's ready to go, run 1,000. So then I would run it. It would exhaust the account, load the other ones back in. And it wasn't quite as efficient, but it's a way if you want to get around the credit cards and having that out there, and it makes it a little bit easier. So that is probably, like you said, either work with your bank directly with some kind of a savings vacation, Christmas type club account, or the Disney gift card is probably your second best choice. But, I was kind of surprised to see that it ended so abruptly. Like it just all of a sudden, it's out
I was
there.
Like done. And we're like, oh, okay. That happened.
But, I think there's other options, though. The good news is there are other avenues to go kind of in the similar way to save money, because I think it's really easy. Just Pam, you say, you guys have done this in the past where, the specials get run at some stores like Target. If you use a red card or, you have, I guess, some kind of grocery store up in your area or something where you get incentives for gas or something like that, where, you can pick up, a handful of Disney gift cards, stow those away, and it's a great way to save.
Well, and the other thing, I think that the things that are important to think about in this space is we get asked all the time with guests who want to book their vacation with our agency, well, we were going to use this to pay Disney. Can we pay you with that amount? And I just wanted to mention this real quickly, but one of the things is when you book with our agency, we're actually booking your vacation with Disney. You're going to get a Disney reservation number. Any payment that Disney takes, we'll take, because we're not charging your credit card, debit card, whatever. Disney is. So all we're doing is relaying that information to Disney to help process your payment. You're not being charged by the Magic for Less or things like that. So all the cancellation policies, everything's the same. So just wanted to mention that too. But yeah, there absolutely are ways that you can get discounted, discounted Disney gift cards. And that's a cool avenue to take if you want to do that. The way you can typically do that is by using your red card and purchasing them at Target. And that saves a little bit too.
Yeah, a lot of folks do that. But it's really nice when you can combine those into one account, not only for running the payment, but also for, in the case of refunds, you have one number to worry about. That money's going to go back into that larger account, and you're not trying to find, was it this $50 card? Was it this $50 card? Did I put it in the underwear drawer? Did I put it in the basket on top of the fridge? Stuff like that.
I got to do that.
I know, it's a mess.
I have a few Disney gift cards that I need to put in one combined thing. So,
absolutely. And well, right now, just so you know, I'm modeling the BOGP beanie, which is very nice when it gets cooler. If you're one of those lizards that runs in the cooler months, like I do, and it just looks cool. It's our lizard color, and it's super comfortable.
It looks comfy.
It is. It's super, and it's cold as it is. Let's check the temperature. 65. It's a balmy 65.
Yeah, it's frigid in your basement. Let's just be perfectly honest.
It's usually about 60, so they're having mercy on me upstairs. It's 65 right now, but this is keeping my little nugget warm up here. I'm good.
Oh my goodness. Like he called it. That a nugget? Oh my.
That's what I used to call Mallory when she's a little baby. I used
chicken
to
critters, nuggets. I'm
getting hungry again for Texas Roadhouse. Thanks. Good job.
No problem.
All right. So how do we bid on the auction items? That's one of the questions that came up. Again, top of the hour, we're having a live listener question show for Wednesday. But how do we bid if you want to outbid Pam for the John Stamos stuff?
It is so easy to do. So all you have to do is you go to the Be Our Guest podcast Facebook page. So that's where all the auction items are. What you do is you click on the photos option. So whether you're on a phone or whether you're on an actual computer, just click on photos and you will see the album that is labeled 2017 Be Our Guest podcast 12-hour live show auction for Give Kids the World. You will click on that and you will see every single auction item that we have available to you. So that is where you will find everything. We have awesome, awesome items. I want to say it's like over 70-ish items, some 70, 80 items that we have available for auction. So, you know, I started this as just a little thing last year because somebody had messaged me. They had a really cool thing that they had that they wanted to give away. And I was like, well, you know, I've been kind of playing with the auction idea. So you've just given me the gumption to do it. And that's what started the whole auction idea. And it's just gone gangbusters ever since. So I love that we have this auction. I mean, we have so many great things. Like I said, over 70 plus items available to people. So, you know, do you want me to name some more again?
No, we're good. But so just drop by there because the pictures really kind of spread the message. You see what's there because there's something for everybody. I mean, kids got autograph books. You got George just donated some awesome Mickey cufflinks. I mean, that's something for, you know, somebody that you can't necessarily wear Mickey ears into the office, but you could wear those and look sharp and give, you know, because they're really understated, but they got the Mickey head. People are going to know you're a Disney fan, you know, and they're sharp. Right. I mean, that was very kind. So just drop by. And the thing is, it's all donated by our listeners. You guys are so generous, not only with your donations, but your time, your talents, your contributions to the auction. We don't get to say thank you enough. So I want to say that right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us and the kids.
All the kids. Here's the deal though. We're 15 minutes away from the cutoff for the Magic for Less's donation. Mm-hmm. And we're still just a little bit shy, not a lot, but we're just a little bit shy of 6126. So we need your donations to come in so we can make it over that 6126 mark so that the Magic for Less is going to donate $1,000.
So bring us up to date then.
Yeah, we need 10 bucks.
We are at 6,000
donated.
Hold on. Let me refresh. Okay, we are at $6,016. So we're so close, guys. We're so close. All right. So here's the deal. We're gonna go through the last few people who have donated, and hopefully by the time I press refresh again, y'all have come through. So we have Mark and Janine Herbst. Thank you so much. Had a great time cruising with them.
Yes, we did.
So thank you for your donation. We have another anonymous donation. So thank you for yours. Lindsay Stokes donated as well. So thank you for that. So did Robert Perrin. Thank you. Pam Hannah says that she loves us and all that we do, and she can never resist a challenge from her mom. You, Hannah.
And Pam's money. Go, Ham.
Pam Forrester's money. That's Hannah Forrester's money.
She's got to pay that car insurance, though. Her and Paige were talking about, you know, they were trying to figure out what a good rate on car insurance is. I said, call Flow at Progressive or something.
I know.
That was so funny that day.
Funny. Oh my gosh. They're learning about the real world now.
Yeah,
it's hysterical to watch. But,
yes, they are.
That 10-year plan, Pam. That 10-year plan. All right. So
it started just recently.
It just started. Yes. Okay. So we have Christy Woody. She's got the donation of sales from her Disney shirts, and she says she loves supporting this awesome place. Thanks for facilitating this fundraiser. Thank you so much, Christy. And she has an auction item that's up for bids as well, which is the Orange Bird shirt. So. It looks so cool. I love that shirt. We have Jennifer Gentry Bates. She says, glad to help and be a part of this amazing podcast group. We have Kelly Davis. Thanks for all that you do. Colleen Finnegan says, go Lizards. And thank you for your generous donation. We have the Nyman family. Scott, Stacy, Sophie, Ethan, Griffin, and Britta. Happy 14th birthday to Sophie. So happy birthday, Sophie.
Birthday.
That's awesome.
See you in Indy.
And then we have Michelle and Emily Choate. They said, great job on your live podcast. Love it. And let me press refresh, please, 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 please. No. Okay. Well, we haven't gotten it yet, but we're so close.
We'll
we're so
it.
Close,
10
guys.
Bucks.
So.
We got 10 bucks in 20 minutes. We'll get it. I'm confident in our listeners. Okay, let's go over the schedule for the rest of the day, because 1 o'clock, top of this hour, we're doing a live listener question show. It's going to be this Wednesday's podcast. So get your questions ready for that. We'll have those here in the chat and we'll take calls too. And then what's the rest of the day looking like? Because I want to take an hour where we just talk D23, everything D23, and take calls.
Totally agree with you. So I probably need to add that to our schedule. But let me head back to it. So at the 1 o'clock hour, we have the listener questions. At the 4 o'clock hour, we have Len Testa, you know, unofficial guide and touring plans and all that fun stuff. And I'm sure he has some great stories for us. And speaking of great stories, at 5 o'clock, we have Jim Hill, who love talking to Jim. He always has something entertaining for us, that's for sure. So love getting to talk to him. And at 8 o'clock, we finish out with Matt and Nate from Wedway Radio, and they're going to have their famous Disney game trivia game, which I rock at, and I'm going to win again. So
won last year.
She did. Pam cheater. Did. Wasn't one of the game shows in the past like Harry Potter character, vice president, or Disney Imagineer, something like that?
I think you're mixing up a few of them. There was, I think, 1 year it was Harry Potter character, or it might have been Disney Imagineer. I know it was Disney Imagineer or Vice President. I know that was one of them. So,
yeah, that's not fair when they bring in movies. You know, come on now. Let's talk parks.
We all know how bad Mike is at movie trivia, because we saw him play and lose in The Tube when they started playing movie music trivia. And Mike, what was it that he thought was from Titanic? It was from The Bodyguard.
But there was people looking at me, man. It was stressful. The lights were shining on you.
No, you fail. You failed so miserably, and you put a shame on the Be Our Guest podcast.
But you know what? I thought about this.
What I need is 80s music trivia.
We rocked the 80s music trivia.
Just the trivia. That we almost won that, though, in the O'Gills. We were pretty good in the trivias. We came home with lots of keychains. But let me just say, on that, I think I was figuring this up after the cruise. I think I was on the stage more than anybody except the club director. What was his name?
Except the club host?
Dino.
Yeah.
It was Dino first for the amount of time on that stage. Second, Mike Rallman. And third, Scott Gardner. And he didn't even do the live podcast. But he was up there hypnotized like a fool. But it was awesome. That was so funny. I got to put that on YouTube. I have it on my phone. It's going
awesome.
Up.
ASAP. I can't wait.
I was hypnotized too, by the way. Darth Vader was in that place. Mallory just keeps bugging me about that.
You definitely were hypnotized, I have to admit.
Yeah,
you
it were was weird.
I was not in the room when you got hypnotized. I don't know where it was, but I saw the video that Jay took, and that was hysterical.
It was so weird. It was like taking a nap.
Yeah. Interesting.
Good night.
I've never been hypnotized. So.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like being at Project Graduation all over again.
Did you get hypnotized at Project Graduation?
No, but I saw the people, and I'm like, that has to be real, because those people would not be doing that.
That's true.
And the one girl ended up becoming a principal.
I have a note for y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
We have reached past our goal. 61.
I was just stalling there with the hypnotism stuff just till people. I'm subliminally hypnotizing our audience.
Is that what it is? Okay, good.
There it is.
Whatever it takes.
But so anyway, we have raised now 63.20.
I am going to be making the donation on behalf of the Magic for Love.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you to the Magic for Less. Thank you to everybody for donating. We're getting there. We're making stuff happen. Think about this. We've already taken care of like a full family's week-long experience down at Give Kids the World, you know, and more than that. And the thing is, we're paying the bills to keep the lights on and to buy the ice cream and to give the gifts. You know, they do Christmas once a week, Halloween costumes. That's the tangible things that you are making happen today. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, let's say 2 o'clock hour Eastern, we'll do the D23 talk. So from 2 to 3, D23, we'll do that. So in the top of this hour, listener questions, and let's sneak in a call. If you want to give us a call, we're at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We'll take your calls until the top of the hour. Then we'll cut it short because we're going to make an official podcast for Wednesday, so we can only have to record one tomorrow, but you guys got to be back because I should have my ripping internet by tomorrow night. I'm excited.
That's good.
I'm upgrading.
Can't wait.
And I won't have to pay DirecTV's prices anymore. I'm more excited about that. Satellite TV got so expensive. I don't want to.
It did.
Oh, it's ridiculous. So I'm glad. Oh, here we go. We got a call. Speaking of hypnotized.
Uh-oh.
Watch the hand, caller. Watch the hand. It's wiggly, wiggly, wiggly. Okay, now you're a fireman. What's up, Scott Gardner?
Hey,
going to the mitten.
This is Dino, actually. It's almost 12:53.
Yeah. No, it's tree trudy tree. Yeah, exactly.
Tree trudy tree. Yes.
That guy is a. I found a picture of me in my photos of him behind me when I was taking a nap at the adult pool. That was funny.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's funny. I have the picture of him being carried away. Like, you know, when everybody was hoisting him on their arms. I have that picture.
We broke all kinds of rules on this cruise, but it was fun.
We definitely did. Hey, it wasn't our team that hoisted him.
No, but we hoisted his buddy, the little guy.
We did hoist his buddy.
That guy was light as a feather.
Yeah, he was. We're like, oh, we're going to hurt this guy. Anyway, so what's going on, Scott? And how's it going?
Not much. Just thinking about the cruise a little bit. Like, Steve just sent me a bunch of photos that he did through Google Photos. And, oh, my God, that's, like, taking me back to so many great memories. I didn't realize how many photos he was taking.
He took a ton. I'm going to have to go back and look at them all because I, too, have, you know, not looked at them yet. And he took a ton of pictures. Yeah. Ton.
He did make a folder called Scotty G Hypnosis. I've yet to look at that one. I'm a little worried, too, to be honest.
I can't wait.
Feel about Barney now, Scott? We want
yes.
To know.
What do you think about Barney the dinosaur?
I still can't see him, Barney. That guy.
And this was more not because of your hatred before. It was... It's just
I toned it down a little bit, but if he pops on TV, if I see this stuff, well, he wouldn't pop up on TV in my house, but yeah,
that's
if
true.
I see him like at like a Target and actually, do they even sell Barney toys anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I don't know. All I know is that I will be sending you random pictures of Barney now.
Oh,
that's a good
looking
friend.
Forward to that one.
Yeah, that's a good friend.
Yeah. Bad that I have your number.
So I haven't even got to talk to you about this, Scott. What are you most excited about for the D23 announcements? We're going to talk about that in the 2:00 Eastern hour, but like what of any of the things they announce is most exciting to you?
Oh my gosh. They announced so many things at D23 too. Like, I mean, we were like down in Florida too, so it was hard to like soak it all up because, you know, we're just having fun. But, probably the gondolas is my favorite thing.
Yeah, me too. I love
even though we knew that was coming anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm enough for the transportation. I mean, you know how we spent like 2.5 hours to take the monorail on our last night, you know, to get to to Epcot from downtown Disney.
Yeah,
Springs.
Yeah, we got to tell that story. We got to tell the story real quick. So, you know, Scott and I, we're like brothers from another mother because we have a lot. We like a lot of the same things. That's why we get along so well. So we decided we had dinner at homecoming. It was so good. We'll talk about that later, too. Moonshine. I'd never had moonshine before, and I probably never will again.
I told you, right? Oh, it's awesome.
Dude, no, it's not awesome. It's awful. I thought you were going to say it's just like
the apple pie kind.
Dude, we got the flight, and it all tasted like jet fuel. It didn't matter what they said it was or what color it was. It all tasted like jet fuel.
We did
apple pie. We did watermelon, and didn't we do like
pineapple.
Some kind of like lemon or lime one?
Pineapple, I think.
Pineapple. Yep.
And then you had like a little thing of nuts. What was that?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like candied almonds.
Like the present.
Yeah. And then you had pickle juice. There was no
the
way I was touching that. Yeah, no thanks.
Pickle juice is odd.
Which is Hannah's favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently that is Hannah's favorite. That's what she said.
Hannah did like that. Hannah did the moonshine flight.
She
did.
Yeah, jet fuel, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, that stuff was hot. But anyway, so it was pouring. I mean, pouring. People were trapped in that bathroom. Like, we were sitting at a table where we could see them. They couldn't get out. It was raining so hard. So it lets up a little. We run to the bus stop. We're like, well, we're trying to go to Epcot. Yeah, we're trying to go
see
Illumination. That's right, because it was our last night. So we're like, okay, we got a plan. This is where it gets sketchy. You know, we just done a moonshine flight, which we don't really drink. So we're like, okay, we got a great plan. We'll get on the first bus we see because it doesn't matter because we'll go to that resort and then catch a bus to Epcot. So first bus we see, it's pouring. So we're running. We get on the bus. It's going to, was it going to
Contemporary
or Wilderness Lodge? It was going to both. It was dropping and dropping. Okay, so as soon as we get on the bus, Scott realizes he left his DVC card at homecoming. So for his discount. Or did they call you? They called you, right?
On the bus? They called me, yeah. They actually called me. I was like, hey, I'm on the bus. Like, can you... I just send, like, because Pam and Mallory stayed back a little bit to do some shopping.
Yeah, they didn't go.
So
yeah,
I was like, well, can my friend go in there? And they're trying to give me a hard time. Like, no, you need to come in. But we were able to settle that. Pam was able to get it for us.
Yeah.
So that worked out.
So it worked out. But it was funny because they called you as soon as the bus was rolling out of the place. So we couldn't get off the bus at that point. You're committed. So anyway, we're leaving homecoming. You're missing your DVC card. So we go to we decide this bus is going to Wilderness Lodge first and then the Contemporary. It's driving through. So we're like, should we get off at the Wilderness Lodge and catch a bus over to Epcot? Or it'd be more fun to just stay on it, go to the Contemporary, ride the monorail, and go to Epcot that way. Well, that was our mistake. Okay, so we're like, yeah, let's ride the monorail.
Sorry to interrupt, but Elizabeth just showed, she's like, we're still unpacking our suitcases, and this mix CD that we got in the Jamaica, she just pulled out.
I know, remember I sent Mike a thing about that.
Actually, what's funny, Pam, you sent that to us while we were on that bus, but ours broke in half.
Oh.
No! So someone's gonna have to burn. Someone's gonna have to burn their mix
that
for
you
me.
Get a copy of all the songs.
Yeah. Oh, that stings so bad.
Yes,
oh,
the Margaritaville CD for the picture package.
But yeah, so yeah, Elizabeth was like, Elizabeth said, "Let's get off before Wilderness Lodge and just take a bus." Like she's always
smart.
Usually, just smart. Yeah, but you and I were like, "Yeah, no,
let's ride a monorail.
Take the monorail."
Yeah, we love monorails. What could go wrong? So we get to the Contemporary. The monorails are shut down because there's lightning, I guess, or something. So we stand there forever. But monorails are still coming through. They're still running. They're just not, and people are getting off at the Contemporary, but they're just not letting people on. So we're standing in this huge crowd. Finally, we get on. Got to switch at the TTC. Finally get to Epcot. What was it, 2 hours, I think, from the time we left homecoming got there?
Man. Yeah. From the time we left homecoming, it probably took like an hour and a half, and that's no joke. Maybe like an hour 45 until we got to like World Showcase. So, yeah.
We saw Illumination. That was awesome. It was fine.
We did see it. We did see it in the pouring rain.
Yeah, in the pouring rain, but we saw Illumination. We got there. We got to experience what it's all about, and it's about Disney transportation. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. So, that's why I'm excited about gondolas or any new form of transportation, because I'm a sucker for the monorail and the boats and all that. The buses, yeah, they're okay. I mean, they serve its purpose. But any additional transportation, sign me up for. I'm all about it.
I'm in, too. All right. Well, Scott, sounds good. Tell everybody we said hello. We're going to sign off here and do a listener question show for Wednesday.
Will do. Enjoy. We'll be listening.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Bye, Scott. You know what we should just do? We should just play the video of Scott for the next hour and have that be our
list. Dude. I couldn't take it. My side was hurting so bad. I was laughing so hard.
It was hysterical.
It was so funny.
I am still not kidding. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
All right, so this is going to be 1204. This will be episode 1205. This is how we do it right here. You're seeing it behind the scenes. This is 1205. It's brought to you by virtualmickey.com. We got to remember to say that at the end. Got to get our sponsor love. We'll do the ad read at the end of this marathon here. Okay, so I got to get caught up on all the comments. Sorry if I missed some there. But we're going to be taking your questions here during the show in the Facebook page, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And we'll try to even sneak in some calls. So
and another cat. Same cat. He decided he did not want to lay in the sun anymore and was going to just lay on my lap again. You got to lay down.
Okay, so shall we do a question show?
We shall.
We shall. All right, let's do this. Here we go. Welcome to episode 1205 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Or if you are listening live as we're recording this, happy Sunday. Because we're live. This is a different kind of show because we're recording this one live during hour number 5 of the 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World. We have already raised over $7,000 for the great folks down at Give Kids the World today as we record. And remember, you can keep donating even if you're listening here on Wednesday. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com and there's a donation link. We'll keep that live throughout this week so you can add on to the miracles that are happening down in Kissimmee, down at Give Kids the World Village. But we're here today with a special live listener question show. We're going to take our questions live from the Facebook group and even sneak in some phone calls as well for the next 45 minutes or so. So joining me today for this live recording of the podcast for your Wednesday, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Ricky, welcome to hour number 5. How's it going?
I should say happy Wednesday to those of you who are listening on Wednesday, and happy Sunday to those of you who are listening on Sunday. So excited to be here, excited to be raising money for Give Kids the World, and excited to answer your listener questions. So.
That's right. And this will be fun because everything's going to be live, so we don't know anything what's coming in. So
we do not.
We're going to be doing that. Joe is in the chat, so thanks, Joe. He is our he's our person who takes care of virtualmickey.com, the founder, the president of those apps. So he's in our chat. So thanks, Joe, for always sponsoring the podcast here on a Wednesday. Hope you enjoy every show. And thanks for supporting everything. So also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How's it going, Pam?
Happy Wednesday, everyone. And I'm so glad to be part of the fundraising again this year. It's always, this is actually my favorite thing that we do as a community. So just so honored to be here, so proud of our community. It's just a very cool thing. And we're on with our Wednesday show. You guys get a little glimpse. Usually, I will just say, it's a little more frenetic here in the beginning, right? We're like, we're either like laughing and chatting about stuff that we've been meaning to talk about for a while, or we're like, what are we going to talk about, or whatever. So, or there's something going on that we have to address. So anyways, it's just a cool little behind the scenes view. This is actually where we, Ricky, is that where you record typically?
I usually record from my my other couch, but I think I'll probably be going to this one because my internet seems to be working better over here. So.
Yeah, it does. It is. It's working a lot better. And I'll do this for Brian. Brian, I'm popping the eyebrows a little bit.
Brian Walker.
Hi, I'm Pam Forrester. But usually, you know what's funny is it was so cool because we got to spend time together on vacation a lot, which we, although we spend a lot of time together, we don't get the opportunity to spend a ton of time together in person.
Right.
And it was really, we really just had such a great time. I think about you all as my family. Your family is my family. It really just, I think, you know, every time we get the opportunity to do that, it's just a very cool experience. So anyways, absolutely. Nice to see you guys again. I miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you too.
That's what we do. We're having fun. We are family. I can tell you that, boy. We share the best and the worst sometimes on these cruises.
Seriously. I mean, we know everything.
The text about live PD is just fantastic now all of a sudden. So.
And I'll just leave that there. Anyway.
I'd like to see you get arrested, but you have to take your shirt off.
Get
arrested has their shirt off for some reason.
Yeah, it must be hot when you get arrested. I don't know. I don't know. All right, so today
I think they spend a lot of time with their shirts off. So anyway,
definitely do. All right, so to your Disney questions again, we're taking these live during the 12-hour live show recorded here on July 30th, 2017. First question, we're going to do this a little bit different. I'm going to let Ricky read this one since it's up on the screen and we can all see it. It's from Erica.
Okay, so Erica would like to know. She says, "Hi. I'm looking forward to visiting Disney Springs to do the cupcake ATM. And what else is fun for kids there?" From Amelia, age 9, and her mom. So, yay, Amelia.
Cupcake ATM is awesome. Uh-huh. So, just want to say, that's the best kind of ATM.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. I like that one a lot.
So, thoughts, Pam, what do you think for the kids? Because Disney Springs has really changed over the past 3 years.
Oh, it really has. And I will just say, first of all, the Cupcake ATM is at Sprinkles, for those who don't know, which is the new cupcake place. But I want to let people know that Sprinkles doesn't only have cupcakes. It also has awesome flavors of ice cream. And it has milkshakes where they blend a cupcake into the milkshake. Or you can get a milkshake with a cupcake on top. Hello. Oh, that's like the topping to the milkshake, a cupcake, which is the best kind of dessert. So anyways, there's a lot to do for kids. You know, I know probably your daughter likes to shop a little bit, I will just say. And there are so many great locations to do that. Of course, there is always, I always think that kids love to see the largest Disney store in the world, which is so cool. Make sure that you visit, like the little Stitch that spits waters, that spits water at people when they walk past. I mean, I will just say that that's a pretty cool thing. And you see lots of kids really delighted with that. There's also a great Lego store. Don't know if your daughter's into Legos, but that's something that will certainly appeal to kids. There is the store that I will recommend that everyone visits, the little the Asian version of the Old Navy, as we call it.
The Uniqlo store.
Yes. The Uniqlo store, which also has some great Disney clothing at not Disney prices, I will
say. I bought an awesome Be Our Guest shirt. Like, it says Be Our Guest on it, and it's got the characters from Beauty and the Beast. So
that's cool. That's really cool. I think it's fun to, even if you don't need to do it for transportation, to take the boat that goes through that goes to the different boat docks that are available there. In addition, if you want to spend some money, there is also the aqua cars that are available there at the boathouse. Make sure you try that out. Now, there's lots of great dining locations. We have, if you're looking for quick service, we have Blaze Pizza. We have Deluxe Burger, which has a great burger. So you already mentioned Sprinkles. Help me out with some other locations. There,
the Earl of Sandwich, place. If you want a traditional.
Earl of Sandwich is still there. Wolfgang Puck Express is a great and overlooked quick service location.
Now, there's one that's closing, but then there's the other one.
Right,
so the one that's closing is on the west side. I don't know what's going on with the other one, so they haven't really said anything about that one.
I think it's still staying open.
Yeah.
So anyways, there are actually two Wolfgang Puck Express and one Wolfgang Puck sit down. And I think it's the sit down that's closing.
It's the sit down that's closing.
Yeah.
That closes on the 1st of August, by the way. So
yeah.
Just Tuesday. So,
yeah. I think that Disney Springs has a lot of things to offer at this point. The other thing you might want to check into is Splitsville.
That's what I was going to say.
Splitsville not only has great bowling activities, but the food is good too. We've had some great meals at Splitsville. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas.
That's it. And the thing is, what I like about Disney Springs is it's non-ticketed. So you don't really have a huge investment to be in there. So if your kid gets antsy and they're, they want to go to a theme park, they want to go back to the resort and swim, whatever, bounce out. But you know what? I think your kids, just the environment. I mean, it's a unique place. There's lots to see, lots going on. And Disney Springs has really emphasized live entertainment, not only at night either. There's sometimes, we were there one day and there was a guy in that little breezeway by those, I want to say like the more expensive stores, but you know what I'm talking about, where it's real nice looking. It's got the cover over by Coke or the Coca-Cola store kind of in that area. Yeah. There was a dude playing a dirigible, like the thing they play on Survivor, the
didgeridoo,
whatever that thing is. He was like, and I was like, that's awesome. Like, and it was during the day. It wasn't even at night. I was like, that's pretty, I mean, maybe he wasn't Disney sponsored. Maybe he just needed somewhere to play his dirigeridoo and he just popped it out and started playing it. I don't know. It was pretty sweet though. I felt like I was on Survivor. So Ricky, anything else to add to this one? We'll go to the next question.
The one thing that is always one of my favorite things is, obviously I have a sweet tooth. And so I know you mentioned going to Sprinkles, but you may also want to head over to either Goofy's Candy Company or the Candy Cauldron. They have awesome, not only do they have awesome candy apples that are like, themed, really like you see at the, the parks too. But they have the heavy cookie, which I know Pam and I love. My favorite thing though is actually the giant Mickey Mouse chocolate chip cookie that has the ears that are fudge dipped. Oh my gosh, those suckers are huge. And they're like a little expensive. They're like five like something for them. But seriously, those are huge cookies. Like, I can't eat it all in one sitting. And I often take them home with me. And they make it on the trip home. And that's my snack for a couple days after I get back from Disney as a, you're home. But here's a Disney snack. So you might want to try that.
That's awesome. We got another question. I'm trying to find it here from Sarah. And she is asking, what's our favorite off the beaten path attraction down at Walt Disney World? I would say mine. I've discovered it over the past couple of years because of Mallory. She was curious about it. Astro Orbiter, even though it's not really off the beaten path, it's kind of, well, it kind of is because it's up above basically the TTA, and but it's right there in plain sight. But I will say something, I did not get to ride this on the past trip, and we were down there for quite a long time. Scott and I noticed many times when we'd look on the My Disney Experience app, the wait time for Astro Orbiter was in the top five attractions on property.
Wow.
And I don't know why that is all of a sudden. I mean, I know it's slow loading and it's low capacity, which I get. Yeah. But I mean, it was up there higher than Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and, you know, things like Expedition Everest. Cause now you can see like resort wide, your list of attractions and their wait times. And it was, you know, one time we looked, it was number two on property, like Astro Orbiter. Are you kidding me? But I like it because the views, it's just it's a fun attraction. It goes really fast. It's like Dumbo on steroids. And I like riding in the rockets. So what about you, Ricky? Something off the beaten path.
So I am, of course, going to say my favorite, which is Tom Sawyer Island. This has become one of my favorite off the beaten path places to go because, you know, because you have to take the boat over there, not everybody goes over there. The pathways are usually pretty quiet. There's a couple of rocking chairs that I like to sit on. Actually, they did a weird thing recently where they moved the rocking chairs. So they had two that were together, and now one of them is in one place and another one of them is in another place. And I don't know why they did that, because I'm tempted to carry the rocking chair over from the one place and over, yeah, over to the that. Place where I want it. But I don't think Disney would really like that. So, but so anyway, so last time I think I just sat on Brian's lap, but yeah. So there's that. So they asked one in each park, so I'll go with and it's not really off the beaten path, but it is off the beaten path, and that's one of my favorite rides is in Epcot is the, you know, Grand Fiesta Tour, which, you know, is not like you wouldn't think that that's off the beaten path, but so many people don't go on that ride that there's usually never a line for it. So I love to get to go on the Grand Fiesta Tour at Hollywood Studios. It's hard because there's not as many attractions over there anymore. So I don't know that I can pick one. You know, you've got, you know, One Man's Dream, which I think is, you know, the overall what you should do as a, you know, an attraction anyway. And at Disney's Animal Kingdom, so we did Rafiki's Planet Watch actually recently. And I think if you haven't ever been over there, you should definitely head over there and take a look. So those are my options.
We have a call. Let's grab this call, Pam. We'll get to yours here in just a sec. Caller joining us, but here's the deal. Before you get to ask your question, what is your favorite? Well, first of all, who is this? And then what is your favorite off the beaten path attraction at Walt Disney World? Oh, caller, are you there? Oh, I didn't hit the button. Oh, now I hit the button.
Oh, no.
Hey, caller, how's it going? Who is this? Hey, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Yes. Hey, it's Josh. How's it going?
Good. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
How are you?
Doing okay, guys. Pam, Ricky, it's a pleasure to get to talk to you as well.
Absolutely. Hi,
thanks for calling.
My pleasure. I think to answer your question of off the beaten path attraction, I don't know if Carousel Progress counts because it's kind of tucked away, but
yeah,
I would totally.
I think it does. I think it does, and I think a lot of people don't know what it is either. I think that's another thing for Carousel Progress. They're always like, "What is that?" So yeah, absolutely.
Well, for those that don't know, they should definitely check it out, I think. But my question is, so Mike, as you and I, we were discussing the other day, I have an upcoming trip, my first night of the trip. I don't have a dinner reservation yet. And my brother and I, we were looking to go to a resort. So I was looking, what would be your best recommendation for a table service dinner?
All right, I'll throw that out to Pam first. Table service restaurant at a resort. What are you saying?
So I will say there's so many that are my favorites, but I really recommend Kona a lot for a couple of reasons. First of all, we've always had great food there. But secondly, because after you're done eating, it is so nice to walk the grounds at Kona. It's just a great experience. You can see the castle from the beach. It has a great pool area that you'll be able to see from outside that space. It has those gaslit tiki torches. And there's just really something about the Polynesian, I think, that is just so quintessential Disney that you won't want to miss that. But there are also great table service locations at just about every deluxe and moderate resort. And the other place I'm going to name is Olivia's over at Old Key West, yes, because we've just had great food there lately. They've changed their menu a little bit. If you ask them, some of the menu items are still available, but it's a great location and great food too.
All right, awesome. Ricky, you want to throw something in real quick? I'm going to say Whispering Canyon at the Wilderness Lodge because I know you're going to say it.
No, I actually wasn't, but that's a good choice. I like it. So along the same lines, though, you do a Trail's End, which is always very good. But that was not my option. That was not what I was going to choose. I was going to choose Sanaa over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's so yummy. You've got the bread service that's over there, and you would not think that you would get very full on bread and dips, but trust me, you get super full on breads and dips. But there's also my favorite thing in the entire world, so much so that I have started making it at home, and that is butter chicken. It's so good. So, Sanaa is definitely my choice. It's just fantastic.
All right, Josh, does that help? Is that something you might think about?
That absolutely helps. I'm going to be going to look for dinner reservations probably once I hang up with you guys. If I may mention, I'm looking forward to airing your interview this Tuesday.
Yes. So tell everybody where they can hear it. We talked Disney. You actually recorded that yesterday, but it's going to air on Tuesday. So where can people check that out?
Of course, you're going to be going tunein.com, keyword OWR. Myself, my friend Katie, Mike, we got a chance to interview you for our radio show, Infinity and Beyond Radio. So, Mike, again, it was a pleasure speaking with you then. Pam and Ricky, it was a pleasure speaking with you guys today.
Thank you so much, Josh.
I was
glad to be on the show, and we'll have to do it again shortly. So you have a good Sunday, and thanks for calling in. Great question.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, we got another caller. I like this. We don't have to read anything, but we'll get to the ones in the chat too. We're going to try to make this work. We might have to do this later in the show. You know, maybe do a second show and get out of work next week too. Anyway, joining us on the line, who do we have? Nope.
I must be hitting the wrong button.
Call back, and we'll get you on the show here because I know we had two or three people calling in at the same time, which is always a good problem to have.
It is.
All right. Well, let's answer this question here. Let's pop this one up. It's kind of a longer one. I had it here.
I do want to answer the question that somebody else had. Where do I get my recipe for butter chicken? It's really simple. Here's what you do. Go to Target. They have butter chicken in a jar. That's the sauce. That's what I use. And I just put slice up chicken, pour the sauce in. Done. Easy.
Target. All right, Pam, can you read Megan's question? Because I can't quite see it from where I'm at.
Absolutely. Okay. Mission Space is reopening soon. I'm excited to hear they are making the changes to the ride as my husband gets bad motion sickness. My question is, do we know any other specifics other than it will now be a more subtle ride? And for that new green version, will the height be 40 inches? The original is 44. Also, with Fast Pass, do we get to choose green or orange once we arrive there? We really don't have any other information on this other than they're making the changes. We hear that it will be easier for guests. I think it was a little intense. To give a little history on this attraction, when they first opened it, it was a lot intense.
I would always say all the time. There was no green version at all.
A lot of guests were having challenges with it. I mean, they experienced, let's say, extreme motion sickness for that. So anyways, but we do not have details on what this will be like afterwards.
The only thing that I can see is the new mission, the height restriction has changed to 40 inches, and it's courtesy of new additional X2 booster seats.
Yeah, I saw that too. Booster seats.
I'm guessing they're going to have a seat that they'll put in if you're under 40, but under 44 inches, so that it'll prop you up a little bit, so that if you're in that 40 to 43 inch area, you're going to be able to fit well.
Right. And I don't think that that's what I think. That's why I think that it will change, that it's changing in height restriction, not that it's actually going to be less intense in that space. They're going to still have the two experiences, the green and the orange.
Right.
So I think that one will still continue to be, more intense, but
yes,
I think that a lot of people can do the green. It doesn't, I don't even know that the green spins, correct?
No, it doesn't. It more moves.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have that same experience that people with you know, who have challenges with spinning will have.
The orange version is kind of like the carnival ride that, you know, spins you around.
Yep. We had
and,
that at Space
and then you like get pushed back against the wall a little bit. That's the centrifugal force that they use. So if you've been on a, you know, amusement park ride like that, that's kind of what the force that they use. Whereas the green version, as far as I know, it's more kind of like the arm just moves side to side. It doesn't spin you. So that's helpful.
And from what I read yesterday too, and again, take this with a grain of salt, that the mission's going to be different on the green side in the fact that it's going to be
correct.
Not like a, like on the orange side, you're like actively trying to like dodge debris and land on a, you know, a very edge of a cliff. This is going to be, they kind of compared it to more of like a Soarin' in Space, where you might do a soft flyby of the space station or go by the moon or see Earth, see like the Hawaiian Islands, the Boot of Italy, stuff like that from space.
So right, like exactly. For those of you who are asking as well, will you get a separate, are they doing separate fast passes for green and orange? As far as I know, they are not. They never have. Once you just make one fast pass and once you get to the line, you decide which side you're going to go on at that time. So you just make one fast pass. So don't worry.
But I will caution you and say that typically you do not need to use your one of your fast passes for this attraction. I will just say that. Now, there's not a lot of choices for fast passes in Epcot.
Right.
So after you make your tier one selection, then absolutely go ahead and choose Mission Space unless you have other things to do. But if you're going there early in the morning, our strategy typically with fast passes is to advise guests to go ahead and make their fast pass for late morning or even later in the day and still get to the park that you want to be in the morning. If, for instance, you would go to Epcot first thing in the morning, you could go right to Test Track and get on it, no problem, and then have your fast passes for whatever else you either Soarin or Test Track, the ones that are really challenging to experience. So,
and I'm really actually super excited for this change because I think, as they describe it, if it is a Soarin type experience that's very gentle but has, you know, slight motion like Soarin does in space, you know, when I think of the videos I've seen, especially in the last 5 to 10 years, the HD stuff and even the ultra HD stuff lately from space, I mean, our planet is so gorgeous seeing it from that perspective, seeing the curve of the Earth with the tops of the snow-capped mountains below or the cloud structures and seeing the land masses pop out. I think it could be, this could really become, it's weird, but by making it very gentle and tame, this could make this a very popular attraction. You know, this could turn around.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm hoping. Sure. I mean, because it needs something on that. You know, give us something besides Test Track Soarin'. If we had a couple other variables in there, that's going to balance things out in Future World a whole lot better. I'm excited.
Yeah, I agree. There's so much potential in that attraction, and it actually used to be like the headliner attraction for Walt Disney World, so or for Epcot, I mean, and it was really a cool attraction. I remember when it opened. I remember the astronauts being there. It really has so much to offer. So
yeah, I remember because I was it came out in the summer of 2003. It came out in 2003, and that's one of the summers I was an instructor at Space Camp, and we all got the week of the 4th of July off. There was no camp that week. So we all loaded up, went to Walt Disney World to ride Mission Space, you know, to kind of tie in with working at Space Camp. And I mean, it was intense. And we were riding those multi-axis trainers, you know, those, you see those things where you spin around like on three different axes, you're upside down, you're flipping all the, we did those every day because you had to do them to certify them for the day. You had to dummy ride mm-hmm. them and we'd always take turns and that didn't bother us. But man, we got a Mission Space like, whoo. This baby cooks you, man. It was bad. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't eat before you did it or anything. You couldn't do it on an empty stomach either. That gets you too.
No. Anyway.
All right. Enough Mission Space. I'm excited for that. And August 13th, it's supposed to come out. I'm sure soft opening.
It's coming sooner rather than later. That's for sure.
All right. Here's our next question. Ricky, do you want to pop that one up? Read it.
Yes. So Sani says, what are your tips for making the most of your time in Hollywood Studios, especially with the Great Movie Ride closing? We're going down in September and have fast passes booked, but would love suggestions on how to best enjoy the park.
Good question.
Yes.
So what would you say, Pam? What would you do, especially once a Great Movie Ride is out of the equation? How do you make the most of your time? How do you structure your day, I guess, at Hollywood Studios?
So I'm really going to structure my day so that I'm there in the evening because I absolutely want to catch the fireworks show. Mm-hmm. So that's my main goal to be there. I also love, I mean, first of all, I want to see some of the other Star Wars shows that are going on. So I'm going to plan on, actually, for Hollywood Studios, my day there is going to start a little later, unless I have someone who wants to do the Jedi training. And then I'm going to be there at the crack of dawn and sign up for that. So, and I might take a break in the afternoon and then come back in the afternoon and evening. But I really think that it's important to, once those schedules are out, kind of see where the shows are going to fit in. Do you want to see the Beauty and the Beast show? Are you still going to be there when the Pixar concert's going on? Are you looking to meet the Star Wars characters? Make sure that you go ahead and set aside time to do that. Are you going to eat there? It's a challenge to eat in Hollywood Studios, I will say. It's
not quick service.
Yes, not a lot of good quick service locations. You have the sit-down choices, which are great. You have Brown Derby for a more elegant meal, Mama Melrose, and also 50s. I'll also put out that there, the Brown Derby Lounge is a great choice too. And great people watching for sure. It's outdoor. It's right there at the Brown Derby. They have snacks and drinks, and that's a good location too. And hello, the new place opening up at Hollywood Studios, which I am beyond excited about.
Sounds familiar. Remember when they tested this at Writer Stop? And where is it going in again at? Writer Stop. So I just think that's funny.
I thought it was going in where Starring Roles was.
No, it is going in at where Writer Stop was.
Oh, okay. Well, either way.
Yeah.
I'm just really looking forward to that. I love the idea of having, you know, a place to get snacks, place to get a beer and other drinks. I think that's great. You know, craft beer is such a huge, huge market. I think there are going to be so many people who enjoy doing that. And I think that the last incarnation of this maybe didn't appeal quite as much as this does, but I think it's a great option. So anyways, looking forward to that. And then the other things that you want to consider when doing, of course, Hollywood Studios is, Toy Story is still a big ticket item. That's absolutely going to be one of your fast passes probably. And then you can go ahead and also ride the other popular attractions there. Look, there's still plenty to do in Hollywood Studio. When I say I'm starting my day late, the only reason I'm starting my day late is I want to make sure I make it till the end. I want to make sure that I see those Star Wars fireworks, because those, in my opinion, are really worth seeing. So that's how I'd schedule my day.
True. And if you can, make sure you do get a fast pass for Toy Story Mania. I don't know because when I was there, I guess they had quite a few tour groups who had just gotten in line. And maybe this isn't so much of a problem, not during the summer, but they actually closed the regular standby line for Toy Story because they had so many fast passes. So
that's wrong. You know, they shouldn't do that.
I know. They completely closed the line for Toy Story. So if you can make, I don't think that's a normal occurrence. I think that was really because they had an influx and there were two tour groups that had gotten in line ahead of us in the fast pass lane. So I don't know. I'm assuming that had something to do with it. I think one of the
tracks was down
because they have the three tracks. So I think one of the tracks was down, cause they weren't sending people that way. And it looked like that track was closed off. And that's usually the track I think that they send people to, who are going in the standby line. So I'm not sure if that's why it was closed down or if it was closed down just cause they had a massive number of people in the fast pass line or if it was both. So
we saw every tour group in the,
try to make sure you get fast pass there.
Yeah, we saw every tour group in the history of the world while we were there. I'm just saying they were there. Sure. And by the way, I know this isn't for our Wednesday listeners, but for everybody tuned in here on Sunday, I'm now modeling the Be Our Guest podcast yellow Volt
looks good
visor.
Looks good.
Okay, so visor, if you want to keep the hair out there and get some sun, you know, you need to get some sun-kissed hair. The visor is the way to go. You can
Why
bid
do
on
you
it
want
at the auction.
Hair?
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.